Good morning, Exotics Fit. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Hey, Brock. How's it going this morning?
I got a question.
Sorry. I'm out for a walk with my dog, and I came across a pink koala who's having a terrible time getting around, so I'm crash landing on the ground after trying to fly.
Yep.
And just wondering what I do here. Is he, like, you know, do I contact someone, like, or do I bring him somewhere, or, like, if I can get him?
Definitely.
He's, like...
Yeah, so when you say he's having trouble flying, can he fly up to anything, or is he... Can he
can't
get
fly, he's low to the ground. He, like, did, like, a loop of, like, a... kind of like a half a soccer oval and then kind of went back to some pavement because I don't think he can walk through the grass.
Yeah, sure.
And then kind of like when he hit the pavement, he just kind of like stumbled and face planted into the thing.
Yeah, sure, man. No, definitely. We should definitely see him. He's definitely probably not going to get too far anyway if you call someone. But do you have anything like a towel or a box with you at all, or is it just you and the
dog? I don't have a box. I got a jumper in my bag, but yeah. I got my dog with me as well, so I got to pop my... dog in the car and get back over there.
Is there anyone else around, or are you sort of a bit isolated? Or
bit isolated.
Yeah, sure, man. Well, that's it. I guess they're definitely not the easiest bird to pick up without having like some sort of box or cage. They will scream and they will bite really hard. So if you wanted to, like, you could definitely try and grab him, but what you'll have to do is actually hold him the whole time you're in the car to bring him here.
Oh, yeah.
Or just a local vet practice, or whatever's closer.
I don't know, like, do any vets just accept random birds? And then afterwards, like, I hear what's going on with him? Are they just going to put him down, or...?
Sure, man. So, any vet practice will accept wildlife for free. So you don't have to pay anything, and you just drop them off.
Yeah.
And then you just fill in, like, where you found him, your contact details, blah, blah, blah. And then
right.
after that, if you're interested in finding it, you might be able to ring up later or not. But some people are a bit weird about it, but we're totally open if you want to know what happens. But, it just depends what's going on with the man. If he, you know, has a wing fracture or, you know, sometimes they heal well, sometimes they don't. So we just have to see what it is, man. But, well, the first option, man, is if you try to take him, you'd have to put him in the car and you probably have to hold him the whole time that he's in the car with you. But you could just try. You could try, and if you feel like it's too much, you can probably just pop him back.
I don't know. He's got a funny character to him, so maybe we'll get along eventually.
Yeah. Does he come up to you? Is he friendly or?
He didn't come up to me, but I can get within 30 centimeters of him.
Okay, cool. Well, he might be a pet, hopefully. So might be able to get him up. But look, otherwise, what you can try and do is just call maybe like the RSPCA or Wildlife Rescue Queensland. And you can give them the address, and they should be able to help you out.
Oh, I'll go up to him and see how we'll do with with the jumper.
Yep.
That shouldn't be too bad of an approach. I don't think he's going far anyway. There were a few other pink koalas in the area, so I doubt it was a pet.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to not the best thing to look like I'm on the phone.
Yes, sir, man. And where you're at? Are you like in your local area?
Just went down the street to take my dog for a walk, and unfortunately now she has to deal with taking a bird to the vet.
Yeah, man. Well,
so unlucky this last week.
Yeah. That's all right. Well, are you on like your local Facebook page and stuff too?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, sometimes as well you can post it on and be like, urgent, just need help at the park to collect a bird, and most people are pretty good at coming to help out. So, But yeah, man, we'll try that. Try to put him in the towel. You know, depending on how he'll take it or you get bitten, you might have to hold him for the whole time you drive to the vet. So
probably. Look, I don't doubt it, but, like, you know, it's okay. He seems kind of old. Like, he's got, like, kind of, like, this kind of old look to him.
Yeah, man. So. Sometimes most of them have that sort of dry scale around their eyes.
They'll
be normal for them, but it's all good, man. So try that. If not, I would call the RSPCA or the Wildlife Rescue Queensland.
Cheers, man. That was Brock, wasn't it?
Yeah, man.
Thank you so much, Brock. If I don't see you, I'll take him to another vet if I can.
Yeah, awesome, man. All good. Thanks for caring and ringing, man. Appreciate it.
That's all good. Thank you.
All right.